broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Thanks to AI, we no longer have to worry about space invaders. Experts now believe artificial intelligence could even pose a greater threat than nuclear war. I mean, why go to the trouble of wiping out humanity with nukes when you can just let machines and... Well, don't give up on your fear of little green men just yet. Astronomer David Kipping at Columbia University used a statistical technique called Bayesian interference to arrive at the conclusion that the odds in favor of intelligent extraterrestrial life are 3-2 in favor. He came up with four possible answers and plugged them into Bayesian math. Life is common and often develops intelligence. Life is rare but often develops intelligence. Life is common and rarely develops intelligence. And life is rare and rarely develops intelligence. His calculation showed that life is 9 times more likely to emerge than not. The emergence of intelligence life was a little more muddled, but Kipping figured if life began under similar circumstances and conditions to Earth, the odds are 3-2 that some planet out there would support complex intelligent life. Okay, all flights of fantasy fall from the sky. But here's some other interesting news from the stars. A meteorite which fell to Earth in 2020 and landed in Somalia has been revealed to contain two new minerals not found on our planet. A small piece of the 15-ton space rock was taken to Alberta's meteorite collection, where it was analyzed by Professor Chris Hurd. The unknown compounds have been named Elalite, after a town near the crash site, and Elkinstantonite, in honor of Lindy Elkinstanton, Vice Pres of the ASU Interplanetary Initiative. So don't deny your astrophobia and keep your eyes on the skies. The universe is giving up more of her secrets every day. I'm Cal Coote. Strange new sounds are dropping into our music library. The third album from Faisal Mostrix will drop shortly. He's an Afrofuturism tastemaker from Kampala's electronic music scene. Here's our debut, Loosely, featuring Morena Lareba, on World Beat Canada Radio.
Bye.
freaking out the digital compressor that is Baba Maal. The Senegalese icon stretches his musical legs on the new album Being, that is Freak Out. Before that, Faisal Mostrix. He is from Kampala in Uganda. We heard Loosely featuring Morena Lareba from the album Mutations. This is Moonshine Collective from Montreal and Afrotopia on World Beat Canada Radio.
On ne peut pas empêcher à un Africain de rêver. Il faut rêver, même si nous avons la difficulté, mais il faut rêver. Il faut rêver. D'ailleurs, que j'ai développé une approche mathématique. Cette approche, je l'appelle approximation mathématique.
Somehow, Rumba Calzada's Rafael Geronimo knew that we were going to get a lot of sunshine in the Rain City this year. And his album, brand new, is called Feel the Sun. We're going to hear Cumbia para Mujeres on World Beat Canada Radio. My name's Cal Cook. Thanks for joining me for this ride on the global side.
This is Rafael Geronimo from Rumba Calzada. You're listening to the best global rhythms from your own backyard on World Beat Canada Radio.
kind of miss the days of the shoegazer bands. That's an enigmatic one from Santiago, Chile, called MAF, and their album Mela La Niña, and Act Two. Before that, Rumba Calzada from Feel the Sun, and It Feels Good, Cumbia para Mujeres. It's time for your touch of the familiar, and we'll revisit Easy Star All-Stars' new tribute to David Bowie called Ziggy Star Dub. This is Star Man, featuring Maxi Priest, blessing the mic.
Time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll, a lot of soul to say. And then the loud sound, it seemed to fade, hey, hey. Came back like a slow voice on a way buffet, hey, hey. That was no DJ, that was hey.
Children.